This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The winter storm in northeast Colorado is expected to taper off later this evening. Snow will continue along the I-25 corridor, push through Metro Denver and onto the eastern plains. Bruno Rodriguez of the National Weather Service says we could see up to 2 more inches of snow and freezing temperatures overnight.
We're going to be able to dip down into the single digits locally, but most likely the teens, at least for the metro. So it is going to be a cold night and probably close to or even slightly below freezing for a high tomorrow.
No snow is forecast for tomorrow morning. The weather is expected to be dry and sunny with highs near 37 degrees. More than 300 flights out of Denver International Airport were canceled today due to the snow. Most of those cancellations are from SkyWest, Southwest, and Frontier Airlines. The airport has received more than 8 inches of snow thus far. Meanwhile, Interstate 76 is now closed from Sterling to the Nebraska line. State government offices, some local governments, and most metro area schools closed today in anticipation of the snow. Meanwhile, Denver has opened extra shelters for people who might otherwise sleep outside. The McNichols Building in Civic Center Park will be open through tomorrow morning. Derek Woodbury is the spokesperson for Denver's Department of Housing Stability.
We've been reaching out street outreach teams from the city to warn individuals about the weather and to assist them in finding and getting to shelter. And that's exactly what we were doing yesterday and we're continuing to do now.
About 50 people spent the night there on Tuesday, but officials expect more to arrive this evening. Right now in Denver, it's 24 degrees with light snow. In Boulder, it's 30. This is CPR News.